Well, as story goes, the original owner, Dennis, and his wife, Essie, it was kind of a play off of her name. So, Essie, now we have Esalon.
I think you should switch it to your grandfather's name.
Yeah. Paul? Yeah.
Come up with a better origin story.
Yeah, I know. The origin story, I wish there was a better story.
It's the antigen that is the antidote to the Omicron variant, the Esalon
variant. Oh, there we go.
Yeah. See? I love it.
Good thing they skipped over E.
Yeah, right. Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero, folks. And one of the first local heroes we had on the show now a decade ago, which makes me feel very old and maybe at this job for too long. Mark Krause, the owner of Esalon Cafe on Route 9 in Hadley. 10 years is a long time for a restaurant. 15 years is how long Esalon's been there, and 13 is how long you have been a part of it. I'm assuming there have been some dramatic changes in the time since the beginning where you started and the global pandemic we're living through right now. But maybe pandemic aside, Mark, what are some of the things that are different than either when we last talked or when you started at Esalon versus the way that things are now in the waning days of 2021?
With the greater access to local foods and more farms in the area, we've been able to purchase more locally. Overall, you know, since in the last decade, there's always been challenges day in and day out, and we've managed to focus our attention on what we're good at, and it's producing high quality food using locally sourced and regionally sourced products, and focusing our attention on the roasting side also. We roast and distribute all throughout the Northeast, coffee, tea, and associated products. We've managed to make it through COVID, the pandemic, with some kind of significant changes, including not doing dinner anymore, focusing on private events at night, having breakfast all day, which we used to just do brunch on the weekend on Saturday and Sunday. Now we do brunch essentially every day from 7 to 3. And it's really helped us attract new customers and deal with the farms differently. And we're better for it right now. We'll see what the winter does for us.
I mean, the other thing that's great that winter will affect is there's so much great outdoor seating in like a lovely location at Esalon. You barely know you're like right on Route 9, and you're mostly assuming you're on the most glorious common in all of the Commonwealth in Hadley there.
Yeah, it certainly helped us to have the outdoor seating when everybody was only sitting outside. And when we expanded the seating with the tent, it only helped us even more. If I could figure a way to heat the entire garden all winter, I would be on it.
It's called global warming, so good. That's working in your favor.
So, Mark, maybe you could drill down to a little bit of nitty gritty and share, like, even in the depths and darkness of winter, what you are able to source locally.
It's become much easier to get locally sourced and locally grown products from various farms throughout the winter that have catered to restaurants. When I first started here, there wasn't a lot of local farmers that were catering to restaurants. Now there's many, and many of them distribute throughout the winter. Some of them grow throughout the winter. Really great, be it greens or root vegetables. There's also a lot of shelf-stable foods that we buy, meat terra tortillas, kitchen garden sriracha. You know, you get into beverages like Life Booch or Catalyst Kombucha. You know, there's just so many great products around here that we utilize.
When you're looking towards 2021 ending and 2022 coming upon us, what are some of the things you're thinking of doing to keep kind of growing as the pandemic keeps changing?
In the cafe, we're in survival mode over the winter, hoping the pandemic doesn't really change our course. We want to make ensure that our employees feel safe and our customers feel safe, and we keep producing the food that we're producing and maintaining a safe level of service. We basically do our menu creation, special creation based off of what we can get locally. We don't just decide to do something one day and spend hours trying to source it. We just look to see what's around and make a dish based off of that. On the roasting side, we are focused on our distribution retail wise, and then also supplying ancillary products like soy milk and sauces and syrups. And we develop partnerships with cafes and restaurants, hotels, country clubs all throughout the Northeast. And we're really focusing on that. That's the one thing we can focus on.
So let me take you back to second grade, Mark. There you are, you're sitting in class, you're a little bored, you're looking out the window. And is that when you decided that you wanted to own a restaurant on Route 9 in Hadley?
Maybe not second grade. Honestly, not sure what I wanted to do in second grade. I know there was at one point when I was a kid, maybe kindergarten, first grade, I wanted to drive a garbage truck. But things change. I can tell you this, I always, as far as I can remember, I always had a real interest in food and coffee and tea. And I had always had a desire to get in the food business. And here I am.
I can picture second grader Mark sipping on his coffee in that classroom like that. Never too early to start with the coffee.
As far as I can remember, I was camping when I was basically a baby. And the smell of the coffee that my grandfather would make was just, I remember it to this day. And I really wish I had a chance to try it back then.
Do you get sick of the smell now that you're roasting it all the time, or do you still love it?
It pulls me in every day.
That's amazing.
It's one of the things I can honestly say that I do love my job and I love what I do.
Mark Krause from Esalon on Route 9 in Hadley, doing their best to get through this winter. Help them, support your local heroes as they support the other local hero farms and farm-related businesses in the area. And get your coffee wherever they're serving it and whenever you can. And Phil Corman from CISA with all the local heroes at buylocalfood.org.